We'll be ready whenever he is. Now, what's your name, sir? Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Can you hear me, sir? Okay. Good afternoon. Could you please state your ADC number and your DOC, or your ADC, please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record, please.
My name is William Umila Jr., W-I-L-L-I-A-N, last name is Umila, O-M-E-G-A-I-N. My ADC number is 2908-7.
Okay, Mr. Omega. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chair. And next to my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And, sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today, sir. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections is Mr. Westby. I think you can see Mr. Westby on the screen now. He represents the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, sir.
Okay.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. On that form, do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I represent myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Sir, the hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay. The first allegation on the warrant states that you violate the Arizona condition. And since I do see a booking number and a DR number on there, I'm going to give you the option, sir. You can either say that it's true, false, or you can take the fifth. Because we have a warrant and a DR number listed, a DR number, booking number, and a DR number listed on your warrant, all of these proceedings are tape recorded. And if attorney wanted to subpoena these in a court, they would be able to do so. So you have the option to say true, false, or whether you want to take the fifth, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your being in possession of a prescription not prescribed to him by a licensed physician on or about April 19, 2018. Sir, is that true, false, or you want to take the fifth? Okay, well, when we go into phase two, you'll get an option to talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the next allegation on the warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your being in possession of a device commonly used to ingest drugs on or about April 19, 2018. Sir, is that true or false, or you want to take the fifth?
True.
Okay. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Amabar, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agreed Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, agreed Mr. Neal. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to come back and go over some information with you. Then we're going to give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On April 17, 2018, Mr. Omega was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 19, 2018 by Tucson PD on a new felony charge of possession of narcotic drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of narcotic drugs for sale. He was back in DOC custody on April 27, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of September 15, 2018, or 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, narcotic drug violation, 1 year. 2018, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2018, shoplifting, 1.5 years. Prior convictions, 2014, shoplifting, 6 months. 2015, shoplifting, 2 counts, each for 1.5 years. This is his third term in DOC. His CUIR score is a 2-2. Mental health score is 4 with SMI noted. Substance abuse score is a 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2014, TIS release absconder, 19 days. Reached CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. 2016, TIS release absconder 1 day, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 2006, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, domestic violence, 3 counts, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2009, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G2B3, and I received an email dated June 8, 2018 from P.O. Gomez that states per the jail, the subject's local charges were dismissed on April 26, 2018.
They were dismissed when? So I see that when you were released to Old Pueblo Community Service at 4501 East 5th Street in Tucson, but you never reported there as directed. Why didn't you report to Old Pueblo, sir?
I took my medication. I did not bring a bribe. So I took no medication, and I sleep behind the flags. So I was trying to get in touch with my social worker for immigration. But I don't have a phone number.
So
I don't know my location, but I have to go to the apartment. I tell them to put it in the mailbox. They show 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, they are going to take it. They are not going to do that. They do my medication. They put it in the mailbox. And they say 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening. But when I eat it, I don't know how to take it. They are taking my medication.
Let me just kind of go back over. So you said that you took to, did you say you cannot read or write?
No, I can't read or write. I'm going to school.
Okay. So you took some medications. What kind of medication did you say, and you just went to sleep?
It was a suppressant. Yeah, but they said I go to sleep behind the cross. In the morning, the police said me behind the cross in on an avenue in Grand. I take the medication. Yeah, I don't know my way back.
So where were you at when you took the medication, sir?
I took the medication for 4 hours.
From Old Pueblo?
I walked from Speedway to go all the way to Speedway Avenue to go get my jungle. But my video is that I cannot end up in the world after 11 o'clock. So I walked all the way to Avenue and Grand to get a whatever to the jack in the bus. But it's jacked through. So I have to get some of my money to buy the jack in the bus to eat because I just got a place and I want to eat the food.
So you went to the Jack in the Box, you got you some food to eat. Where did you go to sleep? Where were you at when you went to sleep?
I take the food and I went down France. For 5 or 2 hours. So I went down France and I I just leave on the floor, on the sidewalk, and taking the money. Yeah, I said, oh, I'm on the road, I'm going to be in trouble. Yeah, I was afraid.
Okay, so you went to Fry's, and you was going to eat your food at Fry's, and you lay down on the
sidewalk.
Okay, and you lay down on the sidewalk. Were Fry's open or closed?
No, it closed.
Okay.
So
you were laying down at Fry's, and you lay down, and then you said that you woke up, you got scared that you were going to get in trouble. What did you do after that?
I told my police officer I smoke ganja because I have my PTSD.
You smoke some ganja?
Yeah, weed.
Weed? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so where were you at when you smoked the weed, sir?
I was on Avenue and Grand.
Avenue and Grand. So did were you still, where were you at when you were at the Fry's? I'm trying to understand, you got to talk a little slower for me too. When you were at the Fry's store, you lay down on the sidewalk and you went to sleep.
Yeah.
And then where did you go from there?
From there, I went to the same place, because I just crossed the bus stop. And someone gave me the same deadly out of prison, but I'm a prison coach. They are saying that they didn't say on police. They are smoking, I smoke a joint.
Okay, so someone gave you some weed, they gave you a joint because you just got out of prison. And they gave you a joint and you smoked a joint, right?
Yeah, because I tell my parole officer that I will be smoking weed.
So you told your parole officer that you have been smoking weed. Where were you at when the Tucson Police Department contacted you?
I have a car, but I don't have a license. So someone drives me my car, like they take me to my car. So the person in my car, when they come out, they know me now, walking. They are sitting in the car, smoking, waiting in the car, and they put me outside, and they put me in the car, smoking. And the police officer said, do you want to get help? And he said, maybe I was like, I'm a person, I don't know what you're talking about helping. Be careful, it's because the officer arrived. And he said, oh, really? But he was on the call. He said, oh, you're not getting help, do you want to buy help?
Slow down, Mr. Armadale. I'm Mr. Armadale, you're talking too fast, I can't understand. Okay, Mr. Armadale.
Yes.
Okay, so let me see if I got it right so far. So you have a car, right?
Yes.
But you don't have a driver's license.
Yes.
So you had someone else drive your car.
Yes.
And they drove you to the Fry's parking lot.
Yes.
And
same Fry's.
Okay, the same Fry's where you had laid down, and you were smoking a joint in the car.
Yes, I was smoking in the Fry's because I don't have a weed pipe.
Say that again.
I don't have a weed pipe.
You had a weed.
I put it in the glass pipe with water.
Okay, so you had a weed pipe and you were smoking the marijuana in the weed pipe.
No, it's a glass pipe.
Okay, in the glass pipe you were smoking the marijuana.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then when the officer pulled up to me, I told him to the officer, and he said, and when you want to see a nice car, so I said, thank you, because I want to drive outside, just sitting. You have to park in the car. And he said, nice car, I said, thank you. And he said, and then you want to get home with me? So I said, no, get out of here, I don't know where I can get home from. I just want to go see. Be careful, police are running, I just want to go see. And he said, well, where is it? I said, where is it? So he said, okay, so when you left, they fly off, and you also, they fly off, and you also, you want me, put the money in my head, hey, get up in the car, get up. So I said, I'm not going to do it. They took my car for no reason, and they didn't see me. I said, conceal. So I went to county jail for 8 days, and I had to be from the county jail for without him for the road, so they brought me to prison. You understand? And that's what they do to me. So I can't understand. And when I was happy, I also saw security. And that's how I spent my money there, because I had 9 kids in the U.S. I had 9 children. So I should go to get my lesson before I can start jobbing. My power happy for me is sharing everything. But the people that treat me with respect and tell me for sale, okay, I'm a promoter and showing someone bringing it to me. I'm a promoter and showing 10 pills. On the police that take my car, they show me that the 2 pills.
Okay.
You understand? And they have my boss standing.
Mr. Armagard, Mr. Armagard.
They said they would sell my car.
Mr. Armagard.
Yes.
Okay, so the police took your car. You say your car is worth $7,370?
$70, yes.
Okay, so you say that you were in the car. Who were you in the car with when you were smoking the weed?
The guy left me one of my friends to get on. It was an old guy.
Oh, so the guy wasn't in the car with you when the police came?
No. The guy just went to Walmart. He was like, I came home. I tell you, the person jumped over for 10 minutes. That's why we're out of Walmart. And he had the fuels. He said, over the years, when we have the fuels, and he had the bus stop. He had the wheelchair in my car also. So he was jumping for 10 minutes.
Okay, slow down. So he's saying that, so let me just try, I'm trying to make sure we understand. So what you said is that the other guy that was in the car, he had got out and he went to the Walmart, and the pills that were in the car belonged to him. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I know, because
okay. And then you said that an undercover police officer came up there and asked you if you knew where to buy some heroin at, and you told him no.
Yes.
And then after he left is when all the police officers came and arrested you and took you back to prison.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this guy that got out your car, where did you get your car? Where did you get your car from, sir? You said you owned the car, but you just got released from prison. So how did you get your car?
I got the car from... My check was went on my Visa card. So when I got out of prison, my money on my card, on my Visa card, it was $9,370.02. That's all on my card. I got approved for Social Security. They give you approved for Social Security office. That show you that yes, I have the money on my card.
So you took the money that you had on the card and bought a car?
Yes, sir.
But you didn't have a driver's license. You let somebody else drive it.
Yes, sir.
So why were you smoking the weed, sir?
I was smoking the weed because I thought I can feel the sugar while walking there to after me. So when I smoke weed, I feel comfortable. And I tell my police officer, I said, police officer, I can't ask him, I will smoke weed. So today, when you smoke weed, we ask him, we question you, where you get from. So I was looking at me, I get in trouble, I know that I smoke weed. And that's what I smoke.
Okay, so do you... Do you have a medical marijuana card, sir?
No, my agency said that you can get medical marijuana card. My agency said Kodak.
Oh, they said they were going to get you one? At Kodak?
At Kodak? Yeah, that's what I do. I smoke weed.
So who did the pills belong to?
The pills belong to one guy, the one OG. He said that he had the pills belong to him.
So the guy, the 70-year-old guy they call OG, that's who the pills belong to?
Yeah, and that's why I tell the police easily, I tell the police, hold on, the guy in the Walmart, you can look at the body camera. I said, hold on, the guy is in the Walmart, just hold on for some minute. You will be right by the one who buy something. Because I have been streaming out of the Walmart, trying to go to Walmart. So I tell the police officer, hold on a minute. The guy went to Walmart, the guy put me in the store with a wheelchair, and get him to walk with. He put his son with a wheelchair to get to Walmart. So who are you going to be with that? And if the government doesn't know, what is the kind of money? Or we charge you for sale? Okay, why you want to get an ice cream? Why my father is paralyzed, my father want to get Social Security, and why you get Social Security? You keep asking me the question. Okay, show me your girlfriend, you get the money from her, show me your girlfriend, you come for sale. So I said, sir, I know everything, I broke up with her, and then I see 2,000 boy. 你是不是兄弟兄弟你叫我兄弟兄弟我好兄弟我妈好还是说妈妈在这个 prison and he will ask me family or you follow Paradise, you follow my money and I'm a Paradise, I get my money so I said go to my agency who will have a source field to
okay so I understand that the officer stopped you, you told him that it was your car, and you had some money on it, and you told him you got the money from Social Security, you just got out of prison, they asked you for some more information, you told him you didn't have the exact information. But why didn't you go to Old Pueblo Community Services where you were supposed to go? Why didn't you ever go there?
According to my explanation, I say, when I left Old Pueblo, they hear me, because you can go back to the club, if I was weak, you can go back to the club. And that was my first time going there. So I visited the location and I passed on the sidewalk beyond fast. I was sleeping. Because I think it's a process and I'm not going to get over it. But I think that was a process.
So why did you go directly to Old Pueblo instead of going and get your car and everything else?
No. I went out and said you go and walk around, but I just got out of the music. So they say you go and walk around family, take it down, it's 10 o'clock. For my way back, I'm on my way back. That was the problem that I was facing. And that's why I sleep out. When you gave me 2 days, I don't want to be there. But who the one that's staying there? I'm not sleeping there for 1 day. I just get out and see the camera. It was Friday, so they see the camera at 12 o'clock and 11 o'clock. So I went out to go walk around to meet some friends. But I'm not on my way back.
That's where you ran into the problem when you went and met your friends,
yes,
huh?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Uh-huh. All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Not seeing any additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Armgard. Is there anything else? If we come up on a conclusion on your hearing, sir, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board? Without repeating yourself. Anything else you'd like to say without repeating yourself, sir?
I just want to say I have my case and my brother's birthday coming up. If anything, yes, I have 16 months. I want to do for my stress because I was looking, they killed my wife for me, and they tried to put me in the birthday, and I'll transfer, and they bring me to America by this book, and I'm going to go out and be my kid and try to go to school and learn how to be a rep. And from the back, I'm just like, he said, you know, they're also supposed to be able to do good. But I'm ready to die. I want to do well and change my life. When I call you, my school will be a death game. I'm at medical marijuana. I will do that. I will do good fun for you. So if anybody will give me some chance, death will be on the line. That's what I did.
So have you been smoking any marijuana since you've been incarcerated?
Oh, no. I have a program.
You have a program?
I'm on my car. We have to do everything.
Okay.
You can smoke.
All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. I need you to stay on the phone so that you can hear the discussion taking place. Don't hang up the phone, stay on the phone, but I need you to be quiet while we're in discussion, okay?
All right.
The board's now into discussion. I think I kind of understand what Mr. Omagar is saying, that he says that basically he did go to Old Pueblo, and then they told him that he could get out for a while, and he had a certain time period, and he went out, had a card that he had $9,370 on it, and he went out and took his car and went out and bought him a car and got him some money, and it's too late for him to go back. He hooked up with some of his friends and he was at the Fry's shopping center and he fell asleep and on the Fry's, and then he went out and got in his car. He had another friend who was his that he said was an old man in his 70s, called him OG, and that he had went into the Walmart store. And he went into the Walmart store, and while his friend was in the Walmart store, the police came, asked him if he knew where he could buy some heroin. He said no. He said subsequently, while his friend was in the store, they called in some officers, and he was in the car. He was smoking weed and a glass pipe. He said he had a glass pipe that he was smoking the weed inside with the glass pipe. He said he told the police that the The pill bottles didn't belong to him. They belonged to his friend who was inside of the Walmart, and he asked the police officers just to wait for his friend to come out. Then the police officers went ahead and took him to jail and took him back to prison. That's the best I can sum up what I think. You know, he said the reason he didn't go into the Walmart store is because he has a restriction that he can't go into the Walmart store probably for shoplifting.
Right.
You know, so I think that he'll be out on September 15th of 20 this year, which is a couple of months away, that he'll actually be released. He won't be on any parole or community supervision. Hopefully, if he could just stay in there and get stabilized on his medications, because he is SMI, he was receiving Social Security, and if he could just stay in there and get stabilized on his medication, when he gets released, he won't be on any community supervision. He won't have to report to his parole officer, so hopefully he'll be able to get himself together and be a productive citizen after that. But he got to choose his friends probably more wisely. So at this point, I think it would be better for Mr. Omegar to stay incarcerated until the September 15th. And when he gets out, you know, he can get in some programs, get stabilized, and hopefully get his stuff together, maybe get set up with some programs at Kodak. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Omegar, find that he was delinquent, that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses about the lapse in the criminal ways of company, as he was at least starting to smoke marijuana without a medical card, although he said that they were going to get him one at Kodak, where he was receiving services at. So that would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Yes. Okay, Mr. Omegar?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to me, okay? Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released, listen to me, sir, you will be released on September 15th of 2018. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. So take the time while you're incarcerated, get stabilized on your medications, work with your CO3 there to get into a program so that when you get out, hopefully you'll have a better chance of being a more productive citizen once you get out, and you won't have to come back before this board again, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, sir, thank you. That's going to conclude your hearing. Okay.